This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're coming up on the halfway mark of the NFL season, and there's already talk about which players might or might not be back next year, which sounds harsh until you realize that the average player in the National Football League lasts just 3.3 years. Marcellus Wiley lasted 10 years on four teams in the NFL, made it to a Pro Bowl, and then found his way to ESPN and now Fox Sports in his retirement. But the idea that he would even make it to the pros to begin with seemed far-fetched. His new book about his life and career and what came after that is called Never Shut Up. Marcellus Wiley, thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you so much.
So about this book, first of all, great read, totally fascinating. I have to ask you about the subtitle, though.
Okay.
The Life, Opinions, and Unexpected Adventures of an NFL Outlier. Since when are you an NFL outlier, man? You played in that league for 10 years. You made a gazillion dollars.
Yeah, I guess that's not so unique, but to get there was a unique experience coming from Columbia University, not the yellow brick road to the NFL.
Let's go back farther. Let's go back before Columbia, right? Because, first of all, getting drafted out of Columbia, which has a terrible football team, and apologies to all the Columbia fans out there.
Way to speak the truth.
I know, right? You grew up like 3 miles down the road in South Central L.A.
I did. Born and raised in Compton, South Central L.A., right here. In the heart of the city, in the heart of a lot of gang activity, the drugs, the poverty. I decided to be more responsible with my talents, and only had two, which was academics and athletics.
And size, right? I mean, you're a physically gifted dude too, right?
Yeah.
So that's got to be thrown in there.
Yeah.
Not my favorite story about you growing up down there, but maybe the most illustrative story is the first concussion you ever had was not on a football field.
No, it wasn't. Crazy enough, when the concussion lawsuit came around for NFL players, they asked me, would I join it? And one of the reasons I didn't join is because my first concussion was not football related. It was being on a park, 7 years old, on the swings, and all of a sudden I see some gangsters coming up, acting like they're my friends. Oh, we're going to push you, little man. We're going to push you, little homie. So finally they pushed me off, and I flip in the air. And in the air, I think I'm just going to land in the sand, and now I'm going to take off running. Big boulder. I saw it coming. Next thing I know, I'm in my grandmother's house. Big hole in my head, 9 stitches later. And that was another childhood experience, another day.
So here you are now. I mean, you're somebody in the world of football and media and entertainment. The catch, of course, is that for every one of you who plays 10 years, gets out reasonably healthily, and has a career afterward, there are probably a dozen guys who don't, who are done at 26 and can't find their way through.
Yeah, and that's the sad part. With a degree, if they have a degree.
If they have to, right.
From a school that is not going to be respected in the real world. And this is something that it's a touchy subject for a lot of people, but I don't understand it. These players get sold and told, and next thing you know, they're in these football factories with a worthless degree to the real world. And then they're 3 years in the league. They made $400,000.
Yeah. Most of which they've blown.
They've blown. And then they're in the real world. Like, which way is up?
So let's go from one tricky issue to another one, the politicization of the NFL today with Colin Kaepernick and taking a knee and those protests.
Yeah. I wouldn't have taken a knee if I were an active player, but I certainly would have been in full support of the cause. What would have occurred with me is what Colin Kaepernick started to do, which is, okay, I'm going to give $1 million of my own money for social injustice in my community. I want that matched by my owner. And then I would have called a teammate or friend on every NFL team, 32 teams, ambassadors. You're the Colin Kaepernick of the New York Giants, whoever that may be. Now we have $32 million, and I want that match from the owners. I don't think an owner, with their business savvy, would ever say, you know, 80% of our league is African-American, and, you know, these ambassadors have come up with a great economic plan for us to support. But, you know, we don't really want to support it. Get out of here. The owners support every single cause that I've ever come upstairs with.
Last thing, which gets to the concussion on the playground in Compton when you were a kid. Not the Compton in the playground part, but what football does to your body. You have a son.
Yes.
Who's three now, something?
Yeah,
to
he's
have,
three.
Right? You say in this book you don't want him to play football.
I don't want him to play football at all, but I'm not going to tell him who he is and what he has to be. If he gets to the high school level, he's like, Dad, I want to play football for real, like NFL level. That's my goal. I'm going to talk to him and just let him know every level of pain, all the emotional rigors and toll it takes on you, every experience. Let him know it's a Wednesday, you're a sophomore, and your friends are outside, and you're sitting there bleeding from the elbow in class, and your fingernail is ripped off, and you're sitting there trying to write. I'm just let him know. I went through that process fueled by necessity. I needed the money. I needed the opportunity, but my son won't. So what's your drive? What's your passion? Are you ready for those rigors? And if he answers yes, he has my blessing and support, but certainly I still have a basketball in the other hand.
Marcellus Wiley, it's a book called Never Shut Up. Marcellus, thanks a lot. Appreciate you coming
in. Thank you so much, Kai.